Well, hello everybody and welcome to episode number 100 of the JBCism Show. I cannot believe we are already here, 100 episodes in. Well, in today's episode, I'm going to be talking about what I have learned in these last 100 episodes of the JBCism Show, because we're celebrating, get it, 100 episodes! Okay, Dave, kick the party off.
Do you have a message to share and wonder, how do I get heard? Broadcasting from the beautiful lakes of Minnesota and the Twin Cities, welcome to the JBCism Show. This show will motivate you with clarity and help you find your voice so you can take your message to the next level. Now here's your host, Jason Cism.
And my goal is to take everything to the next level here at JBCism.com. Well, my friends, welcome to the JBCism Show. My name is Jason Cism, and I am your host, and this show is designed to help you find your voice so you can succeed in your family, your ministry, and your life. That's right, my goal is to give you the tools that you need so you can transform lives and reach the world with the message that God has put on your heart. Well, my friends, I am so excited right now to be celebrating 100 episodes of the JBCism Show. The last 2 years have been fun, they've been difficult, and they have been full of change. Well, my friends, in today's episode, I want to share the story of how this show began, what I'm planning for the future, and I also want to give you the top 10 most listened to episodes to date. So that's right, we're getting ready to have a lot of fun because we're about to celebrate episode 100 of the JBCism Show. Wow. Well, it is good to be back behind the microphone here, as always, and I am ecstatic to be celebrating 100 episodes of the JBCism Show. Did I mention 100 episodes? The thing I love about this is the average podcast only lasts 7 episodes. That is all the average podcast will last. So you can officially say that I have surpassed that. I didn't even have to sit down and ascertain how I did that. I knew how I did that because I just kept plucking forward and people kept downloading episodes. I didn't give up. You know, sure, there were times that I wanted to stop. There were times I wanted to say, you know, I'm just going to throw in the hat and be done with this. But I would not be sitting here if it wasn't you, the listener, who takes the time out of their week to give me your ears so that I can speak directly to you to help you take your ministry, take your life, take your family to the next level. And that's what this whole show is all about. It's about opening eyes, opening minds to be able to take that message and run with it. You know, I believe that God has placed a message in everybody's heart. God speaks to each person individually, and I believe he puts that message in our hearts so that we can run with it. And especially if you are a believer in Jesus, there is a deeper message that is in our heart that is given to us by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if it wasn't for him, if it wasn't for what I do week in and week out at the church here at JBCism.com, I wouldn't be here declaring to you today that the Lord has been gracious to me to allow me to hit 100 episodes. So I want to say a big, big thank you to all of my listeners. Say a big thank you to you because I am incredibly humbled and privileged every week to sit behind this microphone in my studio here at Cism Enterprise and give you a message that's been brewing on my heart. You know, when this show began back in February 20th of 2015, I had no idea the changes that the show would go through. And if you've followed me since episode number one, I want to say thank you for following me from episode one. And if you have been following me and you've listened to all 100 episodes, send me an email. Go to jbsizzle.com/contact. Send me an email. I would love to know if you have listened to all 100 episodes of this show. I will mention you on this show if you want me to, but I just really want to hear your thoughts of the changes that the show has gone through and what you love about this show. Because I can honestly attest that episode one was awful. It was a rough episode. I enjoyed doing it. I enjoyed the message that I gave, but it was rough. And actually, I wanted to start this podcast way back in 2009 when I started this blog. The very first blog post that I mentioned here, mentioned a couple weeks ago, my very first blog post in 2009, I said that I wanted to start a podcast for this blog. Well, the podcast didn't come around until 2015, February 20th. And that's when I launched this show. And at the time, the show was called... At the time, the show was actually called Crosstalk Online Radio. Now, there's nothing wrong with the name Crosstalk Online Radio, but as soon as I started doing some research and I started thinking about what I wanted this show to be about, Crosstalk wasn't really cutting it for me any longer, because it really gears... the word crosstalk really gears more towards the Christian genre, the Christian side of things. And I was kind of moving in the direction of helping people with their writing, helping people start their blogs, helping people write their books. And that's kind of the focus and the direction that this podcast was really starting to move in, moved in the area of writing, moved in the area of productivity. And so I knew I needed to change the name of the show, so I ended up changing it from Crosstalk to the JB Sism Show. And I did that, one of the main reasons I did that was for the sake of branding, because I knew I would be launching a brand new website that was geared towards JB Sism, and all of my books are branded at JB Sism. Even though you can come to the website at jasonsism.com, and when you do go to jbsism.com, it transitions to jasonsism.com. But everything I was doing was branded towards JB Sism, because that is the name that I use for a lot of my writing. And so I wanted a podcast episode, a podcast show that was really geared and branded towards that. And so that's why I ended up changing that about a little over a year ago now. Actually, it was a year after I had started the show, so it was right before episode 50. I think it was episode 45. I ended up changing the name of the show from Crosstalk to the JB Sism Show. And so for the last 55 episodes now, we have been the JB Sism Show, and I think that has actually gone a lot better. And since I made that shift, I've actually noticed the episode numbers have actually gone up, mainly because I think the content has gotten more and more focused. And if you are planning on starting a podcast, one of the things I encourage you to do is find a very narrow niche to have a podcast in. Now, I know there's podcasts out there where they talk about just about anything and everything under the sun. But I would encourage you to not do that. I would encourage you to actually sit down and really think through and ponder what it is, what that message is that's on your heart, and talk about that thing. Talk about the one thing that your audience is wanting to learn from you. Talk about that. And talk about something that you want to talk about, but really focus it on one main thing. Focus it on one main niche. And you're going to find yourself being able to last longer if you stay focused versus trying to figure out what it is you want to talk about. So this week you could be talking about how your pet dog did this trick, and next week you talk about some productivity hack. it's not going to resonate with an audience. So you want to make sure that you're niched. You want to make sure that you are very clear on your messaging, and you want to make sure that people understand what your show is all about. The JB Sism Show is all about helping you find your voice so you can succeed in life, because I want to be your personal writing and blogging coach. That's what this podcast is all about. It didn't initially start out that way. So, I want you to go back in time with me. We're going to get into the DeLorean. We're going to hit 88 miles per hour here, and we're going to zoom back 2 years from now to the very first episode of the Crosstalk online radio show. That's what it was back in February 20th of 2015. The very first episode was rough. I'm going to be very brutally honest. It was rough, but because it is part of the past and part of the history of this podcast, I'm going to play for you just the first few minutes of this episode. Episode 1, you can find it at jbsism.com/001. So let's go back in time. Let's listen to a part of the very first episode. It's rough. It's bad. But once upon a time, everything has a beginning. Let's take a listen.
You're listening to Crosstalk, Season 1, Episode 1.
At the cross, I surrender my life. I'm in all of you, Jesus.
Welcome to Crosstalk. I'm Jason Sism. I'm going to be your host. I'm so excited for this. This is the very first episode in a brand new podcast series called Crosstalk. And this series is designed to help you as a believer go deeper in your walk with Jesus. JBSism.com has three main goals. It is to equip, transform, and reach. How do we do that? Well, my goal is to equip churches to transform lives, to change their world, or to reach their world. And I do that by helping leaders within the church, helping lay leaders, helping everyday Christians take a new look at their life, take a look at what God has gifted them with, and take them to the next level.
Okay, I'm gonna stop it right there. And that was about, I don't know, a little over a minute, 2 minutes maybe. That was rough. The funny thing is, I started that episode, I had this idea, and I said, doggone it, I'm just going to start this show. I'm just going to do it right now. Funny thing is, I couldn't find any of my stuff. I looked everywhere. I have an online mixer, not an online mixer. I have a mixer that I can plug into my computer, and I can mix right onto my computer. Well, the funny thing is, I couldn't find any of that stuff. I had no idea where it was. I searched high, I searched low, searched my closets, I searched boxes, I searched anything and everything I could find. I could not find this mixer that I could plug into my computer to record. But I was determined. I said, I'm going to do this podcast episode no matter what. So I turned up the microphone on my onboard computer. I turned the microphone on my computer, and I just spoke into my computer, spoke as close to the microphone as I could, and I just let at it. I went on this whole thing. Well, the funny thing is, the episode, I guess, I really don't know how many listens it's actually had, because the hosting company, and it's actually still on my old hosting company, they don't give you stats. It's terrible. They don't give you stats. They charge a lot of money for it, and they don't give you stats. So I knocked it back down to their free, moved over to SoundCloud on episode 12, just so that I could have more space and so that I could actually have statistics. So I have no idea how many people have listened to that awful episode, But I want you to know that if I never would have pulled the trigger on doing that episode, I never would have made it to today. I never would have hit episode 100. So by the time I got to episode 2 the very next week, I had found all of the equipment that I needed, found a microphone, and it still wasn't the microphone that I was wanting, but the sound quality was actually a little bit better. Take a listen to this.
You're listening to Crosstalk, Season 1, Episode 2.
I'm going to fast forward here.
Allow his word to process in our spirit. Allow his word to process in our minds and go down deep. We can then draw from that resource when we encounter somebody who doesn't know Jesus.
And so the whole goal of the J.B. Sism show was to really help believers in Jesus and help the church take their lives to the next level. And I was really gearing it more towards church leaders. Well, by the time I reached episode 10, the production quality had gone up. I found my Shure SM58, which is an awesome microphone. And if you're going to be starting podcasting, if you're going to start your own show, or even if you are a church leader and you want to have an introduction to your sermons, I encourage you to have a host kind of record a little piece before the sermon, and I encourage you to use the Shure SM58. I even encourage people to use the Shure SM58 for singing on stage, because it just produces a good, high-quality sound. And so by the time I hit episode 10, I really began to hit my stride. Let's take a listen to the beginning of episode 10.
Crosstalk Podcast, Season 1, Episode 10.
And you can tell here I actually have the current music now by the time I hit episode 10. So it didn't take me long to ditch the other one. Here's my original opening.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Crosstalk Podcast. My name is Jason Sism. This podcast is where your faith becomes life by equipping you for success in your family, your ministries, and your life. That's right, my friends, in this crazy, busy, hectic world of ministry, this is where you come to get the tools that you need to transform lives and reach your communities for Christ. So come along, my friends, draw near to the heart of God.
Yeah, so you can tell the audio quality is actually a lot cleaner. It's a lot better in this episode than it was the first two episodes.
Well, hello, my friends. Welcome. I am so excited about today's episode.
I just cut the audio off.
I am actually recording this now for the third time. Well, not fully for the third time, but officially for the second time.
And I have no idea what I was saying there. For the third time, but officially for the second time. What in the world? So, as you could tell, the quality of the show really began to take off, and thankfully, I will say, these first few episodes, even episode 10, really have not been listened to all that much, and thankfully, I don't have to listen to them ever again, even though I'm completely embarrassing myself right now. Well, here's the deal. I am now officially at episode 100, 100 episodes, and I feel that there is more that needs to be said. So this show is not going anywhere. So if you feel that this show is going to be going somewhere, it's not. It's staying right here. And I know that I will hit 200 episodes. I know I'm going to hit 300 episodes of this podcast. And often I've asked myself, what is next? And where do I go from here? What does this show have to offer you as the listener? Because this show is not designed for me. It's designed for you, the listener. And what's interesting what I was saying in the very first episode of this podcast, you heard me saying that this show has a threefold focus: to equip, to transform, and to reach. And I open every show with that right now, where my goal is to equip you with the tools that you need so you can transform lives with the message that God has on your heart. In other words, I want you to transform lives and reach people with your message. I'm on the board of directors for the Minnesota Christian Writers Guild, and our slogan is write for people and live for God. Or love God and write for people, however you want to word that. And the same message is true. I want you to be equipped with the tools so you can write that book you've wanted to write. Start that podcast you've wanted to start. Write that blog that you've been wanting to start. Write that blog you've been wanting to write. And I want you to take that message that you have and take it to the next level. Be equipped, because I want you to use your message to transform lives and reach the world with the message that God has given you. That's what this show is all about. And that's one of the things that I'm going to be continuing on with this show. And I firmly believe that this show will continue to improve over time. And I think myself as a communicator has greatly improved. What's kind of interesting, I was talking to somebody, this was several months ago now, when I gave a sermon at Life Church. And they said, "Jason, your communication style has greatly improved since the last time you preached." And I want to say a lot of that is attributed to this podcast, because I sit behind the microphone and I talk week after week after week, bringing you a message, bringing you clarity. And I don't just sit down and talk. I sit down and pour my heart out. I pour out my soul to the microphone, to your ears. And so I know the show is going to continue to improve as I continue to improve to be a better communicator. Well, one of the goals that I have for this next year, and what's actually, I'm going to back up just a little bit. What's actually really fascinating about this year is I was looking at the stats, and I'm actually going to refresh my podcast stats right now. And so this is actually pretty cool. This year I've officially surpassed last year's listens. So last year, all 12 months of last year, I have beat that number by 10 listens. I have beat last year's number, and we are not even to June. We're not even halfway through the year yet, and I've already beat last year's listens. So here's the deal. Here's what I'm planning for this next year, because that's pretty cool, because I want to actually take that number and I want to double it. I want to double the amount of listens this next year. It would be cool if I could even triple the listens. So one of the things I want to do is I actually want to start sitting down with different writers, different authors, different bloggers, and I want to get their perspective on taking their message to the next level. I want to get their perspective on what it takes to write that book, what it takes to write that blog post. And what that is going to do, it's going to do three things. Number one, it's going to expose you, my audience, my listeners, to new bloggers, new ideas, new tools. Because this way, not everything is going to be coming from the horse's mouth. Not everything is going to be coming from me. And sometimes it's possible that people are getting tired of listening to me. So I'm going to add some variety. Add a little spice. Add a little garlic to the mix. Add a little paprika, smoked paprika. Ooh, that's good stuff. I'm going to smoke it up. I'm going to spice it up by bringing on extra people, bringing on some interviews. And so it's going to expose you, my listener, to new ideas, new bloggers. Secondly, it's also going to bring my voice to a wider audience. And the thing is, my goal as a communicator is to continue to grow this audience and I want to grow my influence as a writer and as a thought leader. And I consider myself a thought leader. I consider myself your go-to writing coach, your go-to blogging coach. And interviews are going to help me accomplish that. They're going to help me not only bring new ideas in, but they're also going to expose my voice, my show, my message to a wider audience, because the interviewers are going to share the show that they're on with their audience. So it's going to help bring more people to my website. And then thirdly, it's also going to give you a chance to be heard. So one of the things that I'm going to be doing, if you have a blog, a book, or a podcast, I want to interview you. I'm inviting you onto my show. So if you want to have your voice heard, if you want to take your message to the next level and be exposed to my audience, if you have a blog, a book, or a podcast, and you believe you have a message that you want to communicate to the world, I want you to email me, jbsism.com/contact, and in the contact box, I want you to write this: interview. Interview me. That's what I want you to write. So interview me. And then say who you are, say how long you've been listening to my show, and then we'll talk. Because I want to give you a chance to be heard. I want to help you take your message to the next level. And one of the best ways to do that is to be interviewed. And so one of the things that I believe, now that I'm at 100 episodes, it allows me the freedom to do even more, to take the message to the next level. And so be prepared, because in the next several months, you'll probably be getting a few interviews. If you want to be interviewed, just go to my website, jbsism.com/contact. All right, well, I'm going to be shifting gears here because I want to talk about the top 10 most listened to episodes of this show. And because this show has 100 episodes, you know there's going to be 10 at least that are the most listened to. Well, the crazy thing is these numbers are kind of all over the list. And what's interesting, a lot of these are in the lower category of numbers and the higher category of numbers. So I find that really fascinating, which means people could care less about the middle 50 episodes. So I'm going to give you my top 10 most listened to episodes, and this is going to be fun. So here we go at the top of the list. Number 10. Yeah, number 10. Is it number 10 or number 9? I lost my notes. Hold on. I'm getting my notes back. Okay, we're going to just go from the most popular episode to the least popular. How's that? It's a party. So we're going to go from the most popular to the least popular, even though they are the top 10 most listened to episodes. All right. So here we go. The most listened to episode of the JB Sism Show is episode number 18. You can find that at jbsism.com/018. The title of this episode was called "The Five Lies That Hinder Success in Ministry." And here's how I opened the show. I said, "Why do we believe lies? Lies are something that take away our success. They keep us from pursuing destiny that God has given us. And if that's the case, why do we believe them?" And in this episode, we dive into five lies we all believe from time to time that keep us from achieving success that God has destined for us. So it was a fun episode. This is the most popular episode of the JB Sism Show. This is actually back when it was called Crosstalk Online Radio, but that's okay. That's for another day. And I'm going to play just a clip here for you from the episode. You can find it on today's show notes episode at jvsism.com/100. And here is a clip from episode 18.
Because of this event or that event in my past, well, that's going to hold me back, and so therefore I don't have any dreams. Well, what happens is when we let our past haunt us, when we let our past come back to us, we are nurturing this deep wound within our own heart. And we then become a victim. Now, here's the thing. It may seem hard and harsh to say that you're a victim. But if you allow your past to hurt you, you become a victim simply because you hold on to your past. You hold on to the hurt and the pain, and you allow it to seep into your soul. And then when you allow it to seep into your soul, all of a sudden, everything else becomes everyone else's problem.
All right, I'm going to stop it right there. And if you want to listen to that episode, that is episode 18, Five Lies That Hinder Success in Ministry, jbsism.com/018. All right, we're moving right down the list. Episode 91, Dominating Your Email Inbox Using This Proven Method. This was the second most listened to episode of the JV Sism Show, episode 91. That one just became really popular really fast, and it actually only took about 2 weeks for it to become the second most listened to episode of the podcast. So, episode 91, you can find this at jbsism.com/091. Let's take a listen to a little snippet from this episode of Dominating Your Email Inbox.
Yeah. So, what you do is, with a stroke of a key, you assign a task to it, and then you move on to your next email. So if you don't need to respond, and you can't delete it, push it off till later. And you have to ask yourself, do I need to worry about it later today, or do I need to worry about it tomorrow? And if you can wait until tomorrow, push it off tomorrow, and then move on to the next email. All right? So those are the questions you need to ask yourself. Can I delete it? And if so, delete it. Do I need to respond now? Yes or no? And if it's yes, then respond. If it's no, then delete it.
All right. Well, that is that is just a snippet of episode 91 of the JV Sism Show, Dominating Your Email Inbox. I actually talked about the four things that I do every day to take control of my email. And I give you a step-by-step instruction on how to do what I do and how to make sure that your email doesn't rule your life, but more or less that you rule email. Because that's what I want you to do. I want you to rule email. Well, moving on to the third most popular episode of the JB Sism Show was episode 20 called Winning at Work and Life, Four Signs of Burnout. And actually, it was just recently somebody had, I noticed that somebody had called that episode up and listened to it because they got a ping back saying that this episode was listened to. So people find some of these older episodes, and this is a testament to why it is the third most listened to episode. And one of the things I talk about is I talk about the four signs of burnout and how to fix this downward slope of depression. I talk about how disillusionment and the lack of motivation keep us from moving forward, and we need to kind of stop, think, recharge so that we can have hope and see the light again. You know, because we feel tired, we feel worn out, weary, maybe we're bored. They're not bad in of themselves, but when they become a lifestyle, it's the beginning signs
of burnout. So let's take a listen to a clip from episode number 20. And you can find this at jvsism.com/020. I really want to talk about these four signs of burnout, because burnout is so common. And it doesn't matter if you are the CEO of a company or an organization. It doesn't matter if you are on the board of directors. It doesn't matter if you are a staff member or a team member. It doesn't matter if you're the senior pastor or the associate pastor. We all experience at one point or another in our life burnout. So what are these signs of burnout, and how do we deal with these signs in order to win at work and succeed in life?
All right, if you want to listen to that episode, you need to go to jvsism.com/020. And you thought I was going to let you continue listening. You were intrigued, weren't you? All right, that is the third most listened to episode. Number four is episode 22. So just two episodes later, episode 22, I talk about the four things you must do to create a healthy marriage. Ooh, you know, we don't talk about marriage a whole lot, but every now and then, a few times a year, I sneak a marriage episode in, or I sneak a marriage podcast, or I'm a blog post in. And this has now become the fourth most listened to episode of the JB Sism Show. And you can find this at 022, jbsism.com/022. And in this episode, I talk about building healthy marriages. I say a lot of people go into marriage thinking everything is going to be peaches and roses. But I want to help you take off the rose-colored glasses and walk you through what it takes to building a healthy marriage that will propel your leadership to the next level. And this is a fun episode because I believe in the sanctity of marriage. I believe in the strength that comes from confiding in your spouse and your spouse confiding in you. So let's take a listen to a clip from this episode.
But the thing is, marriage is this dance. It's this working together. Michael Hyatt, in his blog, he wrote this about marriage. He said, our marriage has everything to do with our effectiveness as a leader. Whether you realize it or not, as people observe your marriage and make several inferences about you and your leadership, one, they learn about your priorities and what matters most. Two, they learn how you treat the people who are closest to you. And three, they learn whether it's all about you or are you a team player.
All right, if you want to find that episode and want to listen to four things you must do to create a healthy marriage, you can do that at jvsism.com/022, jvsism.com/022. Well, moving right along to the fifth most popular episode of this show is episode number 29. So we're just kind of moving up the ladder, 20, 22, and now episode 29 for the fifth most popular. I talk about the five surefire ways to generating more returning guests. Now, this show at the time was called the JB Sism Show. That's what it is now. It was called Crosstalk Online Radio. And I was speaking more towards pastoral leadership. And this was geared more towards church guests, but I think there's some things we can glean to our returning readers, our returning guests to our website. And I mentioned how in, oh, how do I want to word this? That we are doing the wrong thing and the wrong people keep coming back through our doors. But at the same time, what are we doing wrong to keep people
from coming back through our doors. And if you want people to keep coming back through your doors, you have to cultivate those relationships. You have to figure out how to market to these people. And as leaders, we have to ask ourselves the question, why am I doing what I'm doing, and what's the point? And if we don't learn to identify the answer to that question, we're going to find ourselves in a completely different place. We don't understand why, and we don't understand what we need to do. So that's what this episode was all about. Let me play you just a short little clip. And if they can't identify in that person, then that person's leadership really isn't going to amount to a whole lot. And this is why it's so important for us as leaders to be encouraging our parishioners. It's so important for us as leaders to be raising people to a higher level and help them become successful. Because if people see that we're helping them become leaders and helping them be successful in their areas of influence, then our credibility actually gets raised and is taken to the next level. All right, and if you want to find that episode, you can go to jbsism.com/029. And that episode was called 5 Surefire Ways to Generate Returning Guests. Well, we go back to an earlier episode now, to episode number 15. Episode number 15, and this episode was how to be an encourager. 4 tips to helping depressed people set life goals. And I take a look at the issue of depression, and I look at how it inhibits people from living life fully. And what can we do as thought leaders to help them when they come looking to us for encouragement? We live in a society and we find a lot of people who are living unhappy lives. They're depressed, they're insecure, and they don't set solid goals. Well, this episode number 15, really dives into the topic of helping these individuals set action plans and how we can counsel them when they come running through our office doors. Now, again, I was speaking to leaders in this, especially church leaders, but I think as people who are leading others on the internet, I think we can also take a lesson from this and help people who are looking for answers. And especially if you are a writer who is a believer in Jesus, you already have those answers. It's just a matter of helping these people find those answers. Well, let's take a short listen to this 6th most popular episode of the JB Sism Show, episode number 15.
I think that is, these are two of the greatest things that we who minister to people forget. We just want to jump right in with the advice. We want to jump right in how to help them overcome these temptations, how to help them overcome these urges. And or sometimes we even go as far to make a blog post and condemn them. I can't tell you how many leaders that I have known in the church who will blast somebody. There's, you know, recently one of the leaders, worship leaders at Willow Creek Church came out and said he was openly gay, but he was celibate. And I know a lot of pastors who wrote blogs condemning the guy, ripping him to shreds. But let me ask you this question. Is that something Jesus would have done?
All right. And if you want to find more on that episode, you can go to jbsism.com/015. And yes, I get a little controversial in that episode, and I make no apologies for it because it was on my heart and it was current news at the time. So jbsism.com/015, and you can learn more about that episode there. Well, the seventh most popular episode of the JB Sism Show is episode 90. So this is one of the most recent ones, about 10 episodes ago. And I had made the switch from using MailChimp to ConvertKit. And the title of this episode was called Why I'm Using ConvertKit for All of My Email Marketing. Why I Switched from MailChimp to ConvertKit. And I wrote this. If you follow any blog, it's no surprise you'll find some type of opt-in form or someone asking you to join their email newsletter. I've done something similar, and I'm proud of that. In today's episode, I'm reading the blog post here. In today's episode, we're talking about my recent switch from MailChimp to ConvertKit and how my decision can help you and your online endeavors. Now, if you want to learn more about ConvertKit, listen to this episode because I kind of go into some detail of what ConvertKit can do for you. And if you want to take your email marketing to the next level, go to jbsism.com/ConvertKit and follow my affiliate link there and try it out. They offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. And if you sign up just for the 1,000 member list, it's only $30 a month. So give them a try if you want to do that. Well, let's take a quick listen here to episode number 90 of the JB Sism Show, the seventh most popular episode of this podcast. I knew I wanted to make this major jump in email marketing. I knew I wanted to add a weekly newsletter, and I talked a little bit about this in a blog post a few weeks ago. I knew I wanted this email newsletter. Well, the problem was MailChimp didn't give me an option to do that. So the only way I could do it was send out an email each Friday, write it, and send it. Well, what if somebody joined my list today? They wouldn't get those first few emails that I sent out. And that was really frustrating for me. So ConvertKit really makes that easy. All right, I'm going to stop it right there. And if you want to learn more about ConvertKit and you want to listen to this episode, it's a good episode. I encourage you to listen to it. jbsism.com/090 and take a listen to it there because ConvertKit has changed how I do email marketing. So that is the seventh most popular episode of this show. Number eight is episode number 35, Get More Done in Less Time, 4 Ways to Leverage Your Workday. I asked the question in this show, do you find it difficult to get everything done in your day? And if you're like me, you find yourself sifting through your email, playing on YouTube, or researching your next sermon. But at the end of the day, we feel as if we have more on our plate than when we began our day. Ooh, this is an episode that I had a lot of fun doing because I believe in getting stuff done. So let's take a listen to episode number 35. And then we realize a task we were supposed to do falls through the cracks and it's gone. It disappears. And it's gone. So here we go. I'm going to jump right in here with the very first one. So number one, use Evernote to track your goals. Now, Evernote, for me, it is my most favorite tool that I use every day. I don't know what I used to do without Evernote. Excuse me. I don't know what I used to do without it. It is one of these apps that I actually wrote this blog post, wrote this podcast in Evernote. So I do all of my heavy lifting in Evernote, and then I transfer it over to other applications to handle the HTML code and all of that, and then I can publish right to my blog from there. But anyway, Evernote is one of these things where I can actually pull up a note and write down my goals and save that note and then pull it up on my phone, pull it up on my tablet, pull it up online, or pull it up on my computer app. All right, if you want to listen to that episode, episode number 35, jbsism.com/035. Get more done in less time. And yeah, I coughed in that and I didn't edit it out. I don't edit a lot out of these shows. I just turn on the recorder and I go to town. All right, number 9, the 9th most listened to episode of the JB Sism Show is episode number 27. Episode number 27, I talk about the 5 reasons church membership is biblical. You know, people come and go from church. They hop to and fro. They try to find greener grass on the other side of the fence. But is there greener pastures? Or are we called to be planted so we can make the biggest impact where God has put us? And if you are a believer in Jesus and you are questioning church membership, this is a great episode. And this is why it's been very popular, because people are wanting to know, is church membership a good idea? So this is, again, before I switch to the JB Sism Show, is while it was still branded as Crosstalk Online Radio. Well, let's take a quick listen to the 9th most popular episode, episode number 27. So let's start in verse 12. I'm reading out of the New King James. It says this: "For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. For in fact the body is not one member, but many."
All right, and if you want to listen to that episode, episode number 27 of the JB Sism Show, you can find that at jbsism.com/027. jbsism.com/027. All right, my friends, we are finally at the 10th most popular episode of the JB Sism Show, episode number 33. I talk about the 3 right turns to life-changing priorities. I said we are constantly reminded that one thing begins and another thing ends. And as we approach the holiday season, where are our priorities and how do we structure them in the right order? Are we time conscious? We are always looking at our watches. We're always thinking, is the pastor even done yet? The important thing to remember is, what do we have in order? Well, in today's episode, See, I'm reading these off of the blog post. So, and in this episode, I actually give a recording of a sermon that I gave at Life Church in Eden Prairie, Minnesota. And this has been a pretty popular episode. So, 3 right turns to God-centered priorities or life-changing priorities. And so let's take a quick listen to episode number 33, the 10th most popular episode of the JB Sism Show.
Moses said, "Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom." Because our life is just a mist. It's here today, it's gone tomorrow. We have to come to the decision-making point in our life. What am I going to do with the priorities that I have in my life? And am I going to leave a legacy that's going to last 100 years from now? But more importantly, am I going to leave a legacy that's going to last for eternity?
All right, my friends, and that concludes the top 10 most listened to episodes of the JB Sism Show. You can find that last 10th episode at jbsism.com/033. And that is a recording of a sermon I gave at Life Church in Eden Prairie, Minnesota. So there you go, my friends. The top 10 most listened to podcast episodes of the JB Sism Show. And I am so excited that we have hit episode number 100. And my friends, there we have it. 100 episodes in the can. They're done. And we are on to the 101st episode
next week here at jbcism.com. Well, my friends, thank you. Thank you so much for listening to this show. I am so glad and honored that I have your ears. I can have my voice go straight to your heart so you can find your voice, succeed in life. I want to give you the tools that you need so you can transform lives and reach the world with the message that God has placed on your heart. Well, my friends, do me this one big favor and tell somebody about the show. I want to help more people find their voice and succeed in life. I want to be your personal writing coach. And that's what this show is aimed at. That's what this show is all about. You can find more information about today's episode at jbcism.com/100. All right, my friends, God bless. I will see you right here again at jbcism.com next week. Bye-bye for now.
Thanks for listening. This has been the J.B. Sism Show. You can find the archives of the show at jbsism.com or on iTunes. Don't forget to visit jbsism.com to download a special ebook when you sign up for the free newsletter. You'll get new episodes, updates, and so much more. This podcast is copyright Jason Sism and Sism Enterprise, all rights reserved. Until next week, stay motivated with clarity, take your message to the next level, and find success in your family, ministry, and life.